Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, this week marks the third anniversary of Flint's switch to the Flint River as the city's water source, which was the start of the Flint water crisis. The river water wasn't properly treated and began corroding lead water pipes there. 3 years into the crisis, what stands out the most to you about what the city has been through so far?
Well, that's a very good question and a hard one to answer. I'm going to tackle some of that at 1:30 today. But I think the fact that the complaints of the residents were so ignored for so long by state government and just the callous treatment they got when they started complaining almost from the beginning about discolored water and foul-smelling water and the way in which concerns about lead in the water were dismissed sort of cavalierly by the bureaucracy. I think I'll never forget that.
And in Flint, criminal prosecutions are continuing. Lead pipes are still being replaced and will be for years. And the fallout will last for years beyond that. What things should city and state leaders be focused on to make sure the recovery is as successful as it can be at this point?
Well, I was talking a while ago to State Senator Jim Ananick from Flint, and he said the great worry is that people eventually get bored with Flint and forget about it. He thought there's already some of that going on. Of course, we have to replace these pipes, but the big long-term thing is monitoring the health of all these children who are exposed to lead, and no one yet knows how severe the damage is going to be or how much that'll cost.
Criminal justice reform has gotten some attention in Lansing lately, but now it's getting a push from the Koch brothers. David and Charles Koch are businessmen best known for their support of conservative and libertarian political agendas. Why are they weighing in on the issue, and what are they hoping for from the Michigan State Legislature?
Well, this is quite fascinating, and the Koch brothers, bottom line in a lot of ways, is saving money, is not wasting money on government spending. And when conservatives think about that, they think about welfare and programs to help the disadvantaged. But the fact is that we are spending untold millions of dollars warehousing people that probably don't need to be in prison. We have some elderly prisoners who can barely walk who are costing the state $300,000 a prisoner a year. If those folks were released and put in a nursing home, Medicaid would cover the lion's share of those costs. But politicians have to make sure they're tough on crime, and some politicians who are running for office are terrified that someone will think they're weak on crime, so they want to lock everybody up forever. I think the Koch brothers are saying that this makes no rational economic sense and want legislation that will reflect that.
Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly made an announcement this week. It was an announcement that he'll be making another announcement in late May, and everyone seems to agree that that announcement will be that he is running for governor. How do you like his chances, and how have lieutenant governors fared historically when they've been looking for a job promotion?
Well, I'm a cranky-nasty the old man, and this gets a little absurd. He's announcing that he's going to announce that he's going to run for governor. Well, of course he's running for governor, and historically, lieutenant governors like vice presidents haven't done very well because they tend to inherit the sins of the previous administration without the glory. People tend to want to change after 8 years. And in this case, Brian Kelly is a whole lot against him. Number one, the Snyder administration is not very popular, Flint being one big reason. Bill Schuette, the attorney general, has been running aggressively for governor for a long time, is better funded, probably better known. And in any event, Republicans are apt to have a hard time for a whole lot of reasons in the midterm election next year. You never say never, but lieutenant governors don't tend to get there. Governor William Milliken was very popular, tried to pass it off to his lieutenant governor, fellow couldn't win the primary. And so, who knows? This is an era when all sorts of icons are being smashed.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Well, vote early and often.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. And Jack shared more of his thoughts on the growing field of candidates for governor in a commentary published this week. You can read and listen to it at MichiganRadio.org. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.